Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. Some Houston City Council members are expressing frustration with the Houston Police Department's leadership. HPD Chief Noe Diaz and Executive Chief Thomas Harden were scheduled to answer questions about the department's coordination with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement yesterday, but they did not show up to the City Council's public safety meeting. The city's legal department says they could not attend because of an ongoing lawsuit. Councilmember Alejandra Salinas had sharp words for that.
What we saw today was nothing short of an act of cowardice by HPD and this administration.
A spokesperson for HPD deferred questions to the legal department. According to data from HPD, officers called ICE more than 100 times from April through June about people with civil immigration warrants. Houston ISD Superintendent Mike Miles is standing his ground amid reports school ratings were inflated by online college prep classes offered at the district. Our Shelby Rose is in studio to explain. Good morning, Shelby.
Good morning, Matt. This all stems from an investigation by the Houston Chronicle, where they say at half of the district's high schools, college prep classes boosted their accountability ratings by at least one letter grade. Well, that report was refuted by Miles on Hello Houston, where he said the Chronicle and other publications were only attempting to delegitimize the hard work by students at these improving schools.
So why don't you, Chronicle and anybody else, to delegitimize? Why don't you go to those schools and say you're not making good enough progress? Why don't you say that to them?
Miles mentioned both Wheatley and North Forest High School's exam results, both campuses going from an F to an A. Miles also said the state takeover of HISD could end after this school year. Matt.
All right, Shelby. A judge has ordered the release of another witness to the fatal shooting of Lorenzo Salgado Araujo last month. News 88.7's Michael Atkinson reports.
Daniel Tirado Pantoja was in the van on July 7th when a federal immigration officer shot and killed Salgado Araujo during a targeted immigration operation. He's been in federal custody ever since. Now, a federal judge has ordered his release from custody by Wednesday. Gabriela Rivero is an attorney representing Pantoja.
It means he gets to complete his immigration process in immigration court from home, in a place where he is safe and where he is surrounded by people he loves. So we're very happy about that.
Another witness to the shooting, Jose Trinidad Rojas Pliego, was released last month. U.S. attorneys have appealed Pliego's release to the Fifth Circuit. They are expected to do the same for Pantoja's release. I'm Michael Atkinson, News 88.7.
In sports, the Astros owner Jim Crane says that manager Joe Espada will remain leading the team for the remainder of the season. Houston recently let go of their general manager Dana Brown, and there had been speculation that Espada might be next soon. The team has lost its last three divisional series. However, they did beat the New York Yankees last night, 9-7 in New York. 81 degrees currently here in Houston, 101 for the high later this afternoon. And we do